If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that local police officer August is making $84,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Wyatt. Good morning, Wyatt. How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic. Wyatt, what part of town are you living in?
Rainier.
Love me some Rainier, my friend. All right, so all I know about you, Wyatt, and by the way, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mentioned the other day we were having trouble finding people to do it, and we don't want it to go away. So because of people like you, Share Your Salary is back. And by the way, if you want to jump in on it, 206-421-9653. You're an electrician's apprentice, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We'll put a minute on the clock right now. We're just going to rapid-fire questions at you. As many as Gabe and I can fit into 60 seconds. When we're done, we'll play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We're going to guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. But then, the fun part, you will share your salary with the Morning Wolf Pack. Sound good, Wyatt?
Sounds good.
I can dig it. All right, Gabe, can you dig it?
Yes.
Say, I can dig it.
I can dig
she
it.
She can dig up on it.
Chicks right. Dig it.
Chris Cagle. Come on. All right, 60 seconds. I don't know what we're talking about. Wyatt, if you're ready, here we go.
How long are you an apprentice before you're an actual electrician?
4 years.
Have you shocked yourself really badly yet?
Not real bad.
Do you work with a different electrician every day?
Not usually, no.
And then how long have you... You said 4 years is the apprenticeship. How long are you in right now?
About a year and a half.
Did you always want to be an electrician?
Yeah, it was always a thought in the back of my head.
What is the thing that's popped up that you hate doing the most on the job?
Digging holes.
How many holes do you dig a week?
Not a very common occurrence, but when it happens, it sucks.
Yeah, I can imagine. But why are you digging holes?
Light pole basis.
Oh.
Do you work on, like, houses or, like, businesses?
Commercial electrician, so like warehouses and big stuff.
New builds, or are you fixing things?
Most of it's new builds.
I'm sorry, Gabe. I know you had another question just ready to go, but the buzzer went off, so we are done. All right, if you want to jump in on it here, text your guest to 46150. What do you think Wyatt in Rainier is making as an electrician's apprentice? And again, put your name and where you live on that text, because I'll use it as my guess, and I'll thank you on the air. Pretty cool way to hear your name on the radio. So text your guest to 46150. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Wyatt is going to share his salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. In fact, it used to be considered tacky until Share Your Salary came along. All right, on the phone with us is Wyatt. He lives in Rainier. He's an electrician's apprentice. Gabe, what else did we just learn about Wyatt?
So he's an apprentice for 4 years before he's an actual electrician. He works on, I can't remember the word, like commercial?
Commercial, yeah commercial versus residential.
He has been shocked before, but not too bad. And his least favorite part is digging holes.
Which was real interesting, because I never thought about having to dig a hole if you sign up to be an electrician's apprentice. So that's good information to have. Okay, so with that being said, let's play the game. I have to go first. Yes.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing. You know, and again, I've been doing this a little bit longer than you, Gabe, and Captain Ron. And you hear apprentice, you think, oh, you're paying your dues. You're not making a lot of money. By the way, nobody asked the union question. That's a big one. That's a big one. Yeah. I was surprised Gabe didn't too, Ron. But, you know, whatever.
I work in radio.
So these guys actually do pretty well. So with that being said, I'm going to stick it at 85 right now. And I know the upside is more than that. But 85, I mean, that's my guess. Just because, apprentices do pretty well. Gabe, what are you thinking?
I feel like it's a little bit more. Like, he's been electrocuted.
Oh!
91.
91 it is. All right, Captain Ron, what about you?
I'm going to say 75.
75, taking that low end. Desperate. You know what that is? That's desperation.
Mm-hmm. It's crafty.
I respect that, Captain Ron. I know what that feels like. Yeah. All right, so we got 75, 85, and 91. Those are our guesses, but that doesn't matter. Wyatt and Rainier, what are you actually making right now as an electrician's apprentice? It is time to share your salary. What is that?
$58,000.
Oh, man. Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Only being in for a year and a half, it's pretty low right now.
And obviously, that's a non-union apprenticeship, correct?
That is a union apprenticeship.
Really?
Oh, okay.
That's one of the, I mean, no offense, man, and I'm not trying to bum you out or anything, but I think that's one of the lower apprenticeship salaries we've had for an electrician.
More than likely, it's a Tacoma local versus a Seattle local.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. Dang it, why don't we think about those things anymore? Gabe, I blame you. All the things.
It's all my fault.
Hey, do you work with anybody with a real bad stutter?
Nope.
I think now things are safer, but like back in the day when I was working in the trades, I was a house painter, you know? You'd work with these electricians, but back there wasn't as many codes as there were now. Mm-hmm. And literally, you would come in contact with guys who were like, because they would like get shocked so many times.
Why? Oh my gosh.
Have you ever heard the stories?
Oh, I've heard quite a few.
I'm telling you, it's a thing. Like your grandpa, who's an electrician, he might have a stutter.
I'm scared.
More than likely.
See? You guys think I'm crazy. I know things.
You're a little bit nutty.
I know. So, Wyatt, what do you think the high side is for you? You're 58 right now. When your apprenticeship is done and you get into the, you know, actually making some better money, what are you looking to make?
It's $106,000.
Okay.
Wow,
that's very specific. So you know that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, and then, I mean, we get raises every year and stuff on top of it, whether you become a foreman or a GM.
You know the best part's going to be, Wyatt?
What's that?
You get yourself an apprentice and he's got to dig the holes.
What we're hoping for.
Yeah, I got a hole right here that needs to be dug. All right, Wyatt, listen, we got to run. We love you. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary, and keep banging away, brother.
Yeah.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.